This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. Secretary of State Antony Blinken came to the podium at the State Department Friday afternoon with some good news, confirming the release of two Americans who had been held hostage for 2 weeks by Hamas militants. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent, Sydney Sain.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken welcomed the release Friday of two American hostages, saying, "We share in the relief that their families and friends and loved ones feel." But Blinken added that there are still 10 additional Americans who remain unaccounted for, and said, "We know that some of them are being held hostage by Hamas, along with an estimated 200 other hostages." Cindy Sain, VOA News.
The International Committee of the Red Cross helped facilitate the transfer of the two hostages, transporting the mother and daughter from Gaza to Israel in its role as a, quote, neutral actor between the warring parties. In a statement released Friday, ICRC President Mirjana Spiarlik says the release is a sliver of hope.
"The release of the hostages in Gaza today is a sliver of hope. We are extremely relieved that the families can now be reunited after 2 weeks of agony. We continue to urge for action to protect and alleviate the suffering of all civilians affected by this devastating conflict."
The ICRC also calls for a pause in the fighting and for humanitarian aid and first responders to be allowed in. Republicans have dropped Jim Jordan as their nominee for House Speaker at a private meeting. This comes after Jordan failed Friday in a third try for the Speaker's gavel, digging in for a fight. Jordan had said at the Capitol that Congress needs, quote, to get to work for the American people. But Jordan lost ground as opposition deepened. GOP lawmakers had been warning the hard-edged ally of Donald Trump that no threats or promises could win their support. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day.